Stephen Pascucci, and citizen of Franklin, and I'm a teacher in a local high school in Farmington. And so I, I've been up here. I'm from Rhode Island, and I'm really nervous. So if I stutter anything, I apologize. I understand living in a community that is not a real high-income community, and I know how much this project could mean as far as jobs. I see that, and there, I think a lot of us, whether it's a well-off community or not, is looking at the state of the nation as a whole and saying, oh man, you know, if we could just get a boost somehow. I hear you. So what I'm going to say, I understand some of the pros to this project. We talk about a lot of benefits to our community, and so what I'd like to do is talk about community. We have New Hampshire, where we believe in a freer way of life, and where we still have smaller communities up here, not the same urban sprawl as we have in Rhode Island, where I came from, and Massachusetts. And I think we take a lot of pride in having a different way of life up here, where we still know each other, generally speaking. It's not perfect, but it's our way of life, and we value it. In northern Quebec, there's another community much like our own. It's a community that values the land as much as we say that we value our land. And they grew up on the land, and they looked after the land, and they loved the land, just as we say that we do our own. And massive political pressure and hundreds of millions of dollars changed that. It turned people against each other in those communities, people who had good intentions for the communities. Everybody thought they were doing the right thing. And they had a way of life forced upon them that they never asked for. Damming the rivers in Quebec for this power, this is where the Northern Pass power, the energy is coming from, destroyed river ecosystems that were irreplaceable for the Quebec wilderness. And in New Hampshire, we value our own wilderness, and the Pass project's not going to destroy our ecosystem, but we're going to be part of that. Anybody who consumes this electricity is going to be part of that, what happened to those communities. And I just feel like forcing your culture upon a weakened community, as we could be considered weakened because of our economic state, rerouting entire rivers present since the Ice Age, I mean, flooding massive tracts of land. I mean, the environmental damage, nothing's perfect. Yes, we use coal, we use wood. They're nuclear. And we don't have any perfect answers, but I don't feel like treating other human beings the way we have in Quebec is the right answer, and I don't support it. I don't think it's the right thing to do. I can't wrap my mind around it. I'd rather, you know what, I have no problem with them in my backyard. I'd rather have a nuclear power plant in my backyard than do what we did to those communities up in northern Quebec, and that's what I believe in. I think we should do the right thing. Thank you very much for your time.